process of negation and assertion. Brahman, the supreme reality, pervades the macrocosm and microcosm. Brahman is right within you. To locate Brahman, you need to go introvert, seek your supreme self through the process of negation and assertion. Negate your material bodies, assert your real self. Your present state is one of identification with the gross, subtle and causal bodies. You have restricted your life in the experiences of these bodies and suffer from a self-imposed limitation. You need to liberate yourself from your terrestrial entanglement. Your focus of interest must move from the material equipments to the essential self. Negate the conditioning bodies. Assert your unconditioned self. Suggest to yourself powerfully that you are not the gross, subtle and causal bodies, that you are the immaculate self. The ignorance of self is the cause of creation of the world. The variety show that appears before you is a mere passing phenomenon. It is transient, perishable in contrast with the eternal, imperishable Brahman. As you focus your attention upon the body, your physical personality arises. You relate to the gross objects of your senses. Just so, focusing upon the mind, your psychological personality shows up. You then relate to feeling and emotion. And when you focus it upon the intellect, your intellectual personality predominates. You identify more with thought and idea. You must rise above the limitations of the body, mind and intellect and attune yourself to the underlying self that enlivens them all. Concentrate, meditate upon your real self. The show of object, emotion and thought falls back. You become established in the self. You merge with the self, Atman, Brahman. Do away with your infatuation to this phenomenal world. Shift your concentration upon the self, the Supreme God. You cast away a treasure and picked up trash. God resides in you. Realize yourself. You will then realize there exists nothing other than God. That is the stern reality. Prophet Muhammad declares, La ilaha illa Allah. There exists nothing but God. So do Christ, Krishna and the rest of the galaxy. Vedanta rose with this truth. You innocently put more faith in the outward phenomenon than the reality that supports it. You make the world more real than God. You have hypnotized yourself to believe in the reality of the world. Your involvement in the world has caused only suffering and sorrow. You must now direct your energy and strength to the self within. Get to the eternities. The Supreme God. Feel that. Live that. Get lost in God as a cube of sugar and water. You will attain spiritual enlightenment, absolute peace and bliss. The metaphor of butter permeating milk explains the immanent nature of Brahman. Brahman exists everywhere, permeates every part of the world, yet remains incognizable as butter and milk. Butter exists in milk, though not seen directly. The process of extracting butter from milk is strikingly similar to drawing the knowledge of Brahman from the world. Mix a bit of yogurt with lukewarm milk. Leave the mixture overnight. Next morning, the milk turns into yogurt. Milk is thin, fluid. Yogurt is thick, firm. Churn the yogurt with a cross ladle. Butter separates. Apply the same process to yourself. The mind is ever in a fluid state. It runs in all directions. Give yourself a little Vedantic knowledge. Allow yourself some time to react with the philosophy. The mind stabilizes, turns mature. Churn the mind by negating the outer phenomena and asserting the inner self, thus reflecting and meditating upon the self. You gain the knowledge of self.